Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. I stand corrected. I should tell you that this really isn't a Big Three Podcast. It's more of a best of show. And this one continues the saga of Windy City Heat the Musical. Now, if you don't know, our producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams, had a passion. And that passion of his was to see the Big Three on Broadway. He was like a slave driver because every week he had a new song prepared for us. Every week he'd call into our podcast and he would sing the song for us. And every week, somehow, it would always manage to upset Perry. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back through the history of all these songs that we sang on the podcast. Now, this first one isn't an old one. It's actually a new one. No one has ever heard this before. This is a message that John Quincy Adams left me on my home phone recently. So why don't we play that to start it out? Take it away, Vince.
One ringy dingy, guess whom? Hello, hello. Oh, and once more, nobody's home. Well, it's John Q. Adams calling, and I'll tell you something. The Big Three's absence has left me empty. Empty. Empty like Mama's bedpan after the Great Danes have gone through it. You know what I'm saying? Well, it seems these days nothing can cheer me up. I go down to the wine cellar where I have Tom chained up, and I put all manner of things inside his anus, every manner of kitchen utensil from knives, forks, spoons, sporks, ladles, potato mashers, draining spoons, skimmers, spatulas. Nothing. Nothing puts a smile on my face. Only the Big Three can do that. And now they're gone. And my heart is a wretched mess. Suppose the only way I could really describe my feelings is through song. Yes, I think we know this one. Yes. Settle in. Grab your fedoras. This is going to be a tearjerker. All manner of jerkers, you know what I'm saying. And I'll begin with a spoken story. Two months or so ago today, I was gay as a lark. But now I sashay around to the Denny's, maybe to the men's room at the park. I check out the stalls and I watch the big boys play. You know, Perry's the man of my future, but to them, he's just another gay. They all gather around me. They know Quincy is my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes like, can bumblebees fly in the rain? Not without their yellow jackets. Walter would have known that. I want to have Perry lying here by my side. I hope the Big Three will be back, but I just keep getting denied. Oh, I see their faces everywhere I go. The Scaremaster, Mr. Barnes and Mole, have you seen them? The Big Three, have you seen them? I hear Perry's voice. Where did he go? Is he hanging out? Down at the bow, have you seen him? Perry, have you seen him? Why did they have to leave and go away? Oh, yeah. I've gotten used to having Tom Brennan to rape, but I'm lost. And my salad's getting tossed. Oh, toodaloo, toot, toot, toodaloo, boo-hoo. The Big Three are gone, what shall we do? Have you seen them? Tell me, have you seen them? me, oh my, Petty is the guy. I want to give him an extension where he puts his pie. Have you seen him? Petty, have you seen him? Oh, I hope his fanny pack is still around his hips, like when Cookie blew the semen on those Navy ships. Have you seen them? The big three, have you seen them? Tom Brennan is a hostage at my bed in Brekkie, and only I can set him free. You should see him getting fisted while he's screaming. Why, oh, why did Petty blow that guy at the Lucky's grocery store? Yes, I would love it if he would only shove it where I drop a deuce and I'm squirting duty juice. Oh, bop, bop, bop. Oh, and look, here come the Nicholas brothers. They've got their tank tops and their short shorts and their big afros. Aren't they looking? Yes. Shaking Nicholas brothers. Oh, it's like a Soul Train dance line. Look at them. Yes, that's right. You should see them. Well, as another day comes to an end, I'm hoping for a $10 shout-out or something. Are Mole and Perry still best friends? You know, with all the people I've raped, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it reminds me that time Perry had that casting agent in the palm of his hand. Tell me, have you seen them? Have you seen them? The big three, have you seen them? Have you seen them? All right, Nicholas Brothers, you can go. All right. All right, thank you. Go, go. All right. Thoughts. Thoughts, lovers. Thoughts. Oh, there's nobody there to give thoughts. Nobody there to give thoughts. And so I'll be here, alone with mine own thoughts. Thinking of you all, love you, toodles!
It seems he's going through some real troubled times. And I don't know what we can do. I hope he's okay, and I hope he's going to be okay down the road. I'm sure he will. But let's get back into the best of Windy City Heat, the musical songs. Now, this next one, we begin where John Quincy Adams, he wasn't exactly sure who or what he was, or even who the big three were. You see, just prior to all this, Mr. Adams was shot by then an unknown assailant. For a brief time, his memory was, I guess not a little, but really, really foggy. But don't worry, later on, it all starts to come back. Once again, Vince, take it away.
Remind me again whom I'm speaking with.
It's the Big Three
Podcast.
How
do you remember to call us? How did you remember to call us again?
How did I remember to call you?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's just muscle memory. I imagine I must always call into this number every week or so. Is that right?
Yeah
you do.
Every week you call in.
And even though it feels like I'm not even really here, you all are nice enough to talk to me each week.
Yeah,
yes?
We do.
Thank you.
Okay. We talk to you.
Well, you were nice to us.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm not even here, and yet you're talking to me. Interesting. Anyway, listen, loves, a couple of things. One, I'm still trying to sort out exactly who it was that shot me.
He wears a goatee.
And also, for some reason that I can't even explain, I've written a song about it.
Oh.
Is that also something I do? Do I write songs?
Yeah.
All the time.
You always write the songs.
You're doing it for a musical.
You do it, yeah.
Yes. Would you like to hear this week's song based on my amnesia and my shooting and piecing it all together? Would you like that?
I'd love to.
Let's, if you feel like it, jump in on the chorus. How's that?
Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, I remember this.
We know this one.
It's pretty.
Lovely, lovely.
Scare Master, you know this one?
That lovely, skinny little lass, Karen Carpenter. certainly no good brother. Here we are. Are we ready, loves?
I don't get it. What's he got against her brother?
History.
Long ago, but not so far away. It was in the south of France, I believe.
Yeah, it sure was, yep.
I got shot in the head whilst I was on my yacht.
Yes, you did.
Sure did.
Whom was there? And whom would want to shoot? A fellow like me, so rich and cute.
Yep. He is rich.
And he's cute.
Who fired that fateful shot? It rhymes with yacht. I don't remember, I think it must have been Perry.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you!
Who has a history of these sorts of things? It's Perry.
Yep.
Perry, 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 oh, Perry. You shot me.
I wasn't even there, you faggot.
You really did.
He seems to think.
God damn.
And now, for some reason, I'm envisioning dancers. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're wearing, like, long, flowing Daisy Duke shorts with this threads hanging down, and they're spinning, slowly spinning. Maybe tank tops.
He likes tank tops.
Something.
Loves them.
And we bring it all back.
Sing it, John.
Loneliness is such a queer affair. I wish Juan Dez was here. Did Perry shoot him too?
Maybe.
Excuse me, you fucking flaming faggot.
Why did Perry?
Oh.
Go on his shooting spree. Perry, and shoot Juan Dez and me. Was it out of jealousy?
And it was
let him sing.
I vaguely remember Perry giving someone a handy.
Perry, stop.
His name was something like Sandy Dandy or Andy. I never realized that Perry couldn't stand me. And he shot me. He really did.
I never even met you.
Perry, stop.
Everybody now. I don't remember why you shot me, Perry. I may have had too many snifters of sherry. Seems like a Perry was awfully gay and merry. Until you shot me. And Mole is innocent.
You touch those fucking headphones, I'm gonna break your hand. You touch me,
yes,
I'll break you in two.
Yes.
Mole is innocent.
Dramatic final chord. What did we think? What did we think?
Ooh.
Listen. Yeah. This whole thing is like a whomdunit, all right? Perry, and listen, relax. Yeah.
Perry, sit down.
Haunting. Scaremaster did not like it.
I've got a new pure rock song for the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. How's that sound?
Well, Mr. Adams, it seems like every song you've done has been kind of just rip-offs of other pop hits, actually. And this is a show about pure rock and comedy, right, Lisa?
Absolutely. Right. Rock and roll all the way.
Yes. Well, what if I told you that this song is not only pure, but it's also rockin'?
Well, I'd like to hear it, but this is kind of
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step into my sound booth. Walter, you want to come into the booth with me? No way. You tried that with me one time, you weirdo. No. We're going to do a song. Come in here. All right, listen. Mr. Barnes, hold on. I'm going to switch over. I'm going to switch the modulation, and I'm going to perform a pure rocking song for the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Hold on a moment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, see what you think of this.
All right, Walter, come in here. All right, listen. Sound better in here yet? Yeah. Hey, this is kind of cool. Wow, like rock stars. All right, listen. Okay, we're going to do this song for Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie. Now, I believe this is going to be the hottest thing out there. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it, dude. Do your thing.
All right, now this is pure rockin'.
Oh, I think we know this one.
I'm not sure. What is it?
Oh, just hold on a second, Walter. Listen up. And we begin. I can't get enough comedy, pure rock, resurrection. I simply adore Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie's connection. I wonder why that other guy would even try. Oh, my, my, my. When it comes to comedy, pure rock resurrection. When I'm driving in my car and I'm listening to the CPRR and I'm not looking for any girls, I'm too busy enjoying all the things I'm listening to, especially Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie. I can't get enough. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. The other version was rather gay. And not in the happy way. Mole, take one.
I can't get enough.
Apple, cherry, wood, tobacco. I hated the soprano part with Elaine Bracco. La, da, 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 da. Walter, what was that? Lorraine Bracco? I didn't know what rhymes with apple, cherry, wood, tobacco. All right, listen. All right, let's go out here again. All right, Mr. Barnes, listen, what did you think of that? I want you to do this. Forget about the Walter part, just my part. What did you think of it? Did you love it?
Whoa.
Wow. Now, did you find that both pure and rocking?
I got to tell you.
I thought it was one of them.
I thought it was both.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out whom shot me. Mm. It's all very confusing. Listen, listen, listen. I want no fighting on this, all right?
All
I want
right.
No fighting. Listen, in fact, I've come up with another tune to help solve this.
Oh,
this
right.
One focuses
them.
On a catchphrase that I believe I invented. It goes, it ain't quittin'. Sound familiar?
Harry made that.
You invented it?
Scare Master.
A catchphrase you invented? Excuse
well,
me.
And I just had it registered.
Well, this is interesting. This isn't. Now, okay, well, let me just straighten this out.
You registered it?
And the catchphrase has something to do with not quitting one's sexual orientation. Is that right?
No.
All right, listen. How about this? Let's give it a shot, and it will hopefully help us all piece together the shattered shards of my brain's life stuffs.
What does that mean? No one knows that means.
Well, I'll tell everyone what it means. It means it's showtime. Hit it, Wandez. Oh, right, he's not here either, and he's no longer here. Hold on, I'll clue it up myself. How do you work this infernal contraption? All right. Me, here we go.
La, 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 la.
Oh, yes, everyone knows this one.
Oh, Scare Mash, you know this, right?
And we begin.
No, I don't know nothing.
It ain't quitting in the morning sun. It ain't quitting when the evening comes. It ain't quitting is what I used to say before my memories all were washed away. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, hoping Wandez is still afloat. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, a sipping some wine. Hi, 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 nah. I left my home in London town, headed for the Frisky Bay. I heard there were lots of young men there. I hoped that some of them would swing my way. Yes, it ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, wearing a lovely satin dinner coat. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, sipping wine, fine wine, and we're dancing. Here's what everybody said. Perry shot me in the head.
See, Scare Master?
Never met the guy.
But I don't care what anyone says. All I care about is where's Wandez? It ain't quitting on the end of this phone. This amnesia won't leave me alone. Seagulls, 2,000 fellows I'll bone. But the one I want most is my stone. That's you, Scaremaster. Sitting on the deck of my boat. Who was that man who put Perry in his throat?
That was Randy C.
It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat. Where's one day? And now we whistle. And we're dancing, and here comes the Cracker Jacks. Little sailormen in little Cracker Jack outfits. Yes, they're jaunty, jaunty dancers. They've got their thumbs in their belt loops, and they're doing a little kick step. And they're spinning, spinning. They're wearing their naval Daisy Dukes and their tank tops. Perry, you know how to blow, don't you? Lovely. Perry, were you whistling? Perry, you know how to whistle, don't you? Just
sometimes.
Put your lips together and blow. So, listen, listen. All right, all right. Listen. I do believe that song poses more questions than answers them. Yes, yes?
Well, that song made it sound like you're into dudes, Mr. Adams.
Well, I am not. I am not. Though I will be into some dudes later on when the pool boys arrive. You gents want to join in? The water's fine.
Oh, I'm cool with that. Cool with that.
Oh, you gentlemen don't like to swim, is that it?
That's it.
This week, I'd like to sing something about my newfound patriotism. See, I've come to love America this week through that news and through so many other things. And the 4th of July holiday was just wonderful. We made our homemade M80s with toilet paper rolls. It was wonderful. Now, listen, may I sing something about my newfound patriotism? Would that be all right?
Go right ahead.
Sing it.
Well, then I will begin. Here we are. I think we know this one.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, fellating guys. I got shot in my head. And now I love America. And I fear Juan Dez may be dead.
I think he is.
America. Oh, America. You've been just so kind to me. And Perry taught us brotherhood when he gave a hand to Randy. Okay, we're having some fun. Oh, beautiful for Supreme Court guys that move our cause ahead. Used to be that fellows like me and Perry couldn't wed, but now we say it's okay for gays. As I get down on my knee and ask Perry, would you agree to make an honest man of me? That's right, I'm asking you to marry me.
Why? Oh, my God.
America. Get the fuck out of here.
America. Yes, yes, Perry, it's a mixed marriage. It's a mixed marriage, this I know. For I myself am a Protestant, whilst you're a dog-loving, filthy Javajo. One more time. In America. In America. And from my point of view, we'll wave our flags like a couple of proud gentlemen and salute the red, white, and blue Randy C. Wow. I just threw that blue Randy C and there's a little fun. We're just having some fun with it. What did we think? What did we think? Listen.
Stupid.
Listen, Perry, listen. I know the whole... the whole nuptial thing. Let's backburner that. We'll backburner that for a moment, okay? I know it's very sudden. So what did we think? What did we think?
Stupid!
I don't think he's going to marry you.
Fucking stupid!
You know what? You know what?
I'd love to be at the wedding.
I think...
fucking stupid! Next!
I think we need another. I think we need another. Maybe this one will hammer it home.
When do you think you'd have a wedding?
Yes, no.
Here we go. Let's have some fun.
Oh, my God.
Yank my noodle, would you, Randy? He's a yank my noodle guy.
That's a fun one.
If he won't do it, maybe Petty can. I'll give him a SAG voucher to try.
I've been SAG since 1996, yeah.
Yank my
fucking lowlife. Shut it right the fuck
Petty
now.
He shot him out at sea. Petty, if you come to London, I'll ride you like a pony. We'll be some Yank My Noodle guys. And we're dancing, and we're dancing. We've got little Uncle Sam short shorts, little stripes, little beards. But oh, all right. No one's loving it. Whoa. No one's loving
just
it.
Just shut the fuck up about this SAG voucher.
How many
bullshit
of those songs you
yeah,
got?
How many more, Mr. Adams?
What's that, Mr. Barnes? How many? Oh, uno mas. Uno mas. Are we ready? Finally. Oh, let's get patriotic. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and I'd like to hoist myself up your pole. Fly you at half-mast, forget your past. Who wrote this one? It sounds like it's Mole.
I wish.
All the dudes hang out, and they all start to shout when Petty's not in the men's room. And all the Denny's will be forgot when Petty becomes my groom.
That's
oh,
right,
Petty.
That's nice.
You're putting those Denny's men's room behind you if you're going to be my man.
Please.
Oh, right, listen. Oh, just trying to be Americans like apple pie and belly teas. I'm all American now. Any catchphrases you'd like to sell today, Scaremaster? Yeah. Any?
What could you do?
My mind is blank.
Anything at all. Anything. Listen. All right. You know what? This isn't working. Let's think on it. But right now, this isn't working.
You know who has a good catchphrase? Wolfie.
Oh, Wolfie. Go ahead, Wolfie.
I like to chew my paw for a frosty Coors Light.
Oh, that's Wolfie. Nice. That's sold. Sold,
oh,
Wolfie.
Thanks.
And if I may say, I mean sing to you, Wolfie. I have something special.
Oh, whoa, what's this? Whoa, Scaremaster, what do you think this is going to be?
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, come on.
Jake, you might sing a song to Wolfie.
What's it all about, Wolfie?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just a bit of fur and a fist?
Oh.
What's it all about, you sweet lupine puppet Wolfie? You're as hairy as the fellows Perry and I kiss. But let's just stick to this. Yes, yes? All right, listen. I believe in you, Wolfie. You're the puppet with oh so many hairs. You were brought to the puppet on Mr. Barnes's arm, Wolfie. You were thought of by the bosses upstairs, but the bosses couldn't dream you'd be a ratings machine.
Go for
Wolfie,
it, Mr. Adams.
Really feeling it. You may the children all scream when you talk about wolf pop culture and your personal wolf life.
Aww.
But you're still being hunted, Wolfie. There is one guy I think you know,
Wolfie.
The announcer from the CPRR show.
I hate him.
Wolfie. Wolfie.
Not one.
Why does Nicky Barrett want to shoot you down?
What?
Maybe he's really in love with Wolfie. With Wolfie. Yes, with Wolfie. And here come the shirtless wolf dancers all leaping about. They're pouncing, and they have their short Wolfie short shorts, and they spin and fade back. So, Wolfie thoughts.
I thought it was wonderful.
Well, that was lovely. Listen, I do think after that I need to lie down. I really put a little something extra on that
one. Yes, you did.
What say we do one more for Wolfie?
Wow, another one for Wolfie?
How's that sound?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, and 5, 6, 7, 8. Here we go. I like how he sounds. He's furry and round. Everybody loves him. He's the Wolfie. He has no lumbago. He's not a filthy fat dago. He's the most popular one of the big three. Mr. Adams. Dude, listen, Mr. Adams, that did not that did not sound good. Enough chit-chat. I know Walter is there presenting some music, but if it's all right, may I tickle the ivies for a moment?
Yeah, do a song, Mr. Adams.
Sure,
yes,
not?
I'd like to do something. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. This is just something I'd like to do for the show, because I love it so. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right, let's begin.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ask the boys who they all want to hear. They say Quincy, it's oh so clear. They want the greatest podcast of all. So I picked up the telly and gave them a call. Baby, it's the CPRR. Mr. Barnes and Lisa Marie will star.
Thank you.
Baby, it's the CPRR. And baby, I love dudes. Toot, 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 yeah. All right, really, that's about as far as that can go. What did we think?
I loved it.
A lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, you must not have been listening very closely.
Well, that was John Quincy Adams performing Baby, It's the CPRR. Of course, that was to the tune of Drive My Car by the Beatles. And there were a lot of people that thought, well, that's it. That's the final song from JQA. We had stopped doing the podcast because Perry was just getting too insane. He threatened to bite Mary Jane. He bit me. He didn't bite Mary Jane, but he did bite me. I still have the big scar on my arm to prove it. So I had been bitten, but not Mary Jane. But he raised his fist, and he was going to punch Mary Jane. He threw things. He was just getting impossible to deal with. So we had to stop doing shows. And with no real plans of coming back. Now, I won't go into all the detail of things that happened, but one thing that made a difference and was probably one of the main reasons that Perry, myself, and Mole got back together, it was when John Quincy Adams decided to call Perry all by himself with nobody else around, and he tried to talk some sense into him. So here's the song that John Quincy Adams left for Perry as a message on his phone. I think a lot of the anger was put aside, and they say that music kills the savage beast. Well, it may have happened this time, because shortly after that, we got back together, Mole, myself, and Perry, and we started doing the shows again. I do need to thank QA Craig III and his services for getting that phone call. So, Vince, if you'd play that, take it away.
Now, listen to me and hear me well. My problem with the songs is your lack of enthusiasm. Now, what I've done is I've penned a new ditty, and I'd like to hear your take on it, all right? May I play it for you?
Go right ahead.
All right. Now, I think this is going to wake everybody up, and I think this is going to make... Well, it's a little bit... I'm not going to lie, it's a little melancholy. But I think we'll all enjoy it. And it does tell quite a tale.
Are we going to continue on with the Victory Podcast, or is it over?
Well, the hope is that it's not over. The hope is that it will continue long, long into the future, Scare Master.
So we need the podcast, we need part two, I need to get paid.
What you need to do is you need to listen to this ditty. And here we go. When are you going to go down? When will you lend a hand?
I should have stayed with Juan Dez. He really knew how to treat a man. You know the show couldn't last forever. Mr. Barnes couldn't put up with you. He simply had it when you went after MJ. He didn't want her nice white skin, all black and blue. Ooh, 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 ooh. Blue, ooh, ooh. And together, so goodbye, Caramello. Where the dogs of the Jabberhoes howl. You can't tempt me with your man meat. I'll find another new guy to plow. Back to the Denny's men's room you go. I'll simply hang out with Mola. Oh, we finally all got fed up with him. And it's goodbye to Caramello. And we're dancing, we've got our Big Elton John glasses and our Daisy Dukes and our tank tops. And your thoughts, love?
Skim. I couldn't understand the words you were singing.
Oh, I was singing Goodbye Caramello to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Did you like it?
I still didn't understand a word you were saying.
All right, you know what? Then I'll put it in a different parlance for you, all right? Shall we give it another go?
All right.
All right, let's try this. Oh, now this one I think you know. You're finally gone. After all the threats you made, Mr. Bonner said so long. After all the monies he paid, and we must have been dreaming, whoa, to think we could work it out. With all your screaming and scheming, oh Perry, you screwed up the big three. Can't you see? Oh, Perry, you ended it. The podcast was your last. And we're going to miss you so. Even though you're mean to Mole. But there's one thing that we know. You'll find another opportunity to blow. But we know you're a dreamer. And some things aren't meant to be. 'Cause you got rambling fever. Was it HIV? Oh, pity. Blah, 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 blah. Take off those court shorts. Oh, Perry, la-di-da, and together we'll play water sports. And we're dancing and dancing and dancing. Oh, Sherry, Daisy Dukes, tank tops, la-la-la, journey. Oh, Perry, oh, Perry, oh, Perry. All right, Perry, what did you think?
I liked it until you came up to the part where I blew somebody.
No,
I don't blew anybody. You know that. You know that. I never did anything but jerk a guy off because that was what I had to do after he blew me. Okay.
I would like you to stop bragging. I'd like you to stop bragging about that. That's one thing I would like to change. That's one.
Getting into that subject.
Okay. Well, first off, I said I.
We're positive, not negative. Please.
All right, Scaremaster. What I said was. You'll find another opportunity to blow. I don't know why you hear the word blow, and it's immediately about men. Now listen, what did you think of these songs? Would you like to hear one more? All right. Now, this one's a little sad, though. This one, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
And I'm just going to make this one up as we go. This has got to be the saddest day of my life. Scaremaster, I called you today
for a bit of bad news. We won't be able to do the podcast anymore because of your temper and the fact that you tried to hit Mary Jane. Yes.
I never tried to hit Mary Jane.
We've been doing a podcast here every week.
That's wrong. I never tried to hit Mary Jane.
And since this is our last time talking, I just want to tell you one more time. Scaremaster, when you return to blah, 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 Reseda Boulevard, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just jerk each other off and say goodbye. All right, well, listen, I gave it a shot.
Bye.
Where are we on the musical? Have we been practicing?
No, we've been practicing our dancing.
All right, no, everybody.
No. All right, Mo, listen. No need to spare my feelings. Gents, we need some rehearsals from you.
I want to give you my rehearsal.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be sending along the song this week. I want everyone to keep it to themselves and practice, all right? We need to be ready by the anniversary. Capisco, Sour?
Well, what about doing a song this week?
You want a song?
A new song? Oh, nobody wants another song. Nobody wants to hear another song. Do they?
Shut up.
I'm not shutting up.
Shut up.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to disappoint anyone. How about this? How about we welcome everybody back to the show with a little something like this.
Oh, I like this.
Welcome back, my friends, to the podcast that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. It's the Big Three Podcast. They'll try with all their might to get Perry to act right, to not become a fright and give Mr. Barnes a bite. Tune right in. The show's about to start. Let's hope the Big Three doesn't fall apart. Will the boys become more intellectual? Now that Perry's an admitted homosexual, you've got to hear the show. Perry's a dynamo. Uh-huh. And when I say mo, I think we all know. Oh, right before your eyes, lean over Perry and grab your thighs. And I'll give you a surprise, a foot-long hot dog and some fries. Come inside and download this podcast. We'll move on and forget Perry's filthy past. You've got to hear the show. Perry needs the dough. It's too big of a show to let Perry blow. Oh, oh, oh.
You got the wrong guy there.
Yes. And now, the carnival dancers come out. They've got their tank tops. They've got their Daisy
Dukes.
That's
good.
They're spinning. Here they come.
This is fucking hilarious.
Come to the front of the stage with the jazz hands. And shake it. Everybody on your feet. Shake it. Ready? And we begin thus. Soon the gypsy queen with a glaze of Vaseline will make the Denny's men's room scream. What a scene. Next up on the stand, it's time for Perry to give a hand to meet Dimitri Morlin and all the fans. And Dustin Hedberg, what a man. Big three. Podcast. Yes. I tell you, enough. I can't do this consonant.
Wow, he really got into that.
Rocking and rolling. It's too much. Thoughts. Talk to me.
That's great, Mr. Adams.
That song is hilarious and sounds awesome.
See, he played like the blow part. He liked the blow part.
No, fool.
Listen. When I say blow, you blow. When I'm saying that you blow, I mean opportunity. You understand that, yes? I'm saying you blow opportunity. You understand?
Thank you.
Yes. Opportunity was the name of his manager at the Lucky's Grocer Mart.
Yes. Was that a joke?
Yes. Yes. I've got an idea for a new tune and a whole new show. How's about this? I've been talking to some people. How's about something like this? A throwback program.
Mm-hmm.
An old-time variety show. And we'll have it sponsored by... Any guesses?
Dildos?
Apple cherry with tobacco?
No, no, no. Any guesses, Scare Master?
Hooters?
Who would sponsor, let's say, an old-time variety show sponsored by Lee Van Cleef?
Ooh, nice.
I just said Hooters Restaurant.
I'll just tell you. I believe it should be sponsored by Longhorn Corn Oil. How's that sound? Old, grainy type show. Oh, yes, Mr. Longhorn, yes. Okay. Mr. Longhorn of the Longhorn Corn Oil Dynasty. Now listen, who would like to hear how that would go?
We want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Let's give it a shot. Hold on. Let me grab my guitar. All right.
The
announcer would come out and say something like, "It's time for Lee Van Cleef's variety show sponsored by Longhorn Corn Oil. Now here's the Longhorn Corn Oil Dancers." Here we go. me. Here we are.
Oh, it's nice. That's nice.
Keep moving. There is no disapproving. The corn oil you'll be using's Longhorn. There is no better brand with a corn cob in each hand. We only use the longest, thickest corn. Make sure you put it straight in. Our oil's worth of waiting. Be waiting for the best. It's Longhorn. Rollin', our colons are all swollen. Corn cobs in the hole, it's Longhorn. The men will get together, we'll be hell-bent for leather, and wish our little ladies were never born.
Don't ever say that, dear
the
boy.
The thing that I'm a-missing is a-kissin' away your pissin', and don't forget to oil up the corn. Oil him in. Oil him up, stick him in. Oil him up, pull it out. Stick it in, pull it out. Stick it in, stick it out. Stick it up, stick it down. Stick it in. A Longhorn. And then out come the Longhorn dancers. They've all got their corn cobs, all right. They've got their Daisy Dukes. They've got their
jazz.
All right. What about my girls,
too? You gonna have my girls up there, too?
I want to see that show, dude. I want to see Lee Van Cleef's show.
Anyway.
Listen here, there, song. I like the song. The song sounds good.
Petty, you are wonderful to deal with. Listen, I realize you are wonderful to deal with. Don't get me wrong, but lately, I feel like I'd rather talk to Kyle Dickey or Mr. Longhorn. Are they there? Are they there perchance?
Kyle's around, but Mr. Longhorn went back to Texas.
Yes. I love it. I don't care.
Kyle, come here.
I love it. I crashed my car onto a bridge. I love it. Listen. Petty, this is for you. The characters that you've created have inspired me to take pen in hand and jot down a ditty about them. Would you care to hear?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
All right. This week's song is all about the voices that live in Petty's mouth. Yes? Mm. Who wants to hear? Are we ready?
We do.
I'm ready.
From one of my countrymen. Got a little help from Wolfie's nemesis, Dickie, on this one.
Dickie who?
Hope everyone enjoys.
The announcer.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, let's get it rocking. Shall we? We know this one. Coleman, he sounds like Mr. T. Longhorns, as gay as Kyle Dickey. Hey, man, and right before our eyes, Petty was Chet, the master of disguise. Hey, man, Petty came clean. He's a gay man. I think you know what I mean. A gay man. There was that casting agent. He got on his knees and then he used his hands on the man because he needed a voucher ticket. He came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man because he ain't got time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. It's out of sight. All right. Now listen. Here we go. Have some fun with it. Relax. Enjoy. Every day, man, Petty blows our mind. The gay man, who are you this time? Coleman, Kyle, Chet, or Longhorn? Petty is the one, and here he comes like an orgasm. He's his hands on the man, because he needed a voucher ticket. He came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man, because he didn't have time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. It's out of sight. And nice and tight. Oh, yes, yes, all right. Oh, hit me.
I respect yes. that.
And we're dancing, and hit it. Look who's coming.
What part do you respect?
Short shorts, belly tees, it's the dancers.
The sucky part?
Mm. No. Use his hands on the man, cause he needed a voucher ticket. He came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man, he didn't have time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. Yeah, 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 Windy City. Use his hands on the man, hands on the man. And we're dancing. Hold on. Mater, I mean, oh. Shut the door. I'm in here now. I'm singing. Oh, it's out of sight. Please don't bite. Oh, help me. Yes. Windy City. Yes. And we're dancing, we're shaking jazz hands. They come to the front of the stage and they turn, they slap their bottoms, they turn, they slap their other bottom. And we're dancing. Shut the door, mater! Swear. Dancing, 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 dancing. Oh, wham bam with a strange man. Yes. The Windy City. Yes, yes, yes. The Windy, everybody.
The Windy City.
Everybody, are we dancing?
Yeah, I am.
Dancing. We're dancing.
Shaking our bottoms?
Yeah, little.
Shake those Daisy Dukes. Slap
I'm doing
them.
It.
Yes. Dancing, dancing, dancing. Suck a dude. All right, listen. Do me a favor, discuss for a moment. Discuss, just amongst yourself, just for a moment.
I thought that was spectacular.
Mate, I'm talking to my friends. Put down my nipple clamps. Put down the nipple clamps. Please. How go the ticket sales for the Windy Weekend?
Oh, they're pretty good right now. I say we're almost sold out.
As I suspected.
Wonderful. Do I get to meet you face to face?
Now, I do have a new tune that I believe can put us over the top.
I think this whole thing's pretty much over the top, Mr. Adams.
All right, here we go. Let's give this a shot. I think we all know this one. Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to rock out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to that little synthetic piano and drumming.
You know this one, Scare Master?
And the dancers are coming out. They've got their short shorts. They've got their Daisy Dukes and their tank tops. Yes. This is a celebration of all things windy. Here we are, and they're shaking it. And they jump and turn and grab their bottoms. And they're shaking, yes, shaking the bottoms. Here we are. Are we ready? Me. Here we go. Let's give this a shot.
My intro.
Real long.
In the Windy City, Stone Fury's searching for a fridge. Just like when Mo lost Mr. Big Dog and tried to find him on the Brooklyn Bridge. When the tickets are all gone, then that's all. The VIPs get a one-on-one with Perry in a bathroom stall.
That's
it's
right.
The 10th anniversary podcast.
Oh, yeah.
10th anniversary podcast. Well, he's stranded in Reseda trying to make himself an honest living. He's not that smart and out of shape. They keep bringing up the hand jobs he's given.
Talking about you, Scare Master.
From his window, the chili smells great. There's a line around the corner. The Big Three fans cannot wait. They're walking into a 10th anniversary podcast.
Really getting excited about
10th anniversary podcast. And they call him Stone. They call him Stone. And kid, he'll let you take his picture in his home, his filthy home, where I want to burn. Yes, yes, I dream of it.
Scare Master, you saying
and
yes?
Here we
did
go.
You do that?
Well, a change was made one time, and Tim Perpetic joined the Big Three.
Yeah,
oh, he was great, the best.
A hero and a skateboarder that everyone liked more than they liked Perry. I'm gonna sit back on my boat and cry. Why did Wonders and all those other people have to die? Perry killed them. It's a 10th anniversary podcast. Yes, that's right. 10th anniversary podcast. Everybody, get on your feet. 10th anniversary podcast. That's right. 10th anniversary podcast. I'm talking about Stern Fury. I'm talking about Brock.
That's me.
I'm talking about the Big Lou.
That's you, Dan.
Oh, it's nothing but a 10th, talking about it.
Okay.
Shake it for me. Yes, everybody shake it. We can just, I can keep going with this.
No, you should wrap it up.
10th anniversary podcast. 10th Avenue. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're the boss. Mr. Adams is the boss.
Got the idea. What did we think? What did we think?
It's Springsteen. You're the boss, dude.
I love it.
Yes, I am quite Springsteen-y. Though I would sooner cut off my dangler than step foot in New Jersey. Let's get back to the windy week, and I'm quite excited, as are all good Big Three fans. I need to tamp down my tallywhack. I can't wait. In fact, I have a new tune about the entire weekend. Who'd like to hear it?
I'd like to.
I think everybody wants to. Yeah. I hear Skimmer.
All right, let's do this. Let's hear a new tune about the windy weekend. Me. Here we go. This is going to be lovely. Went to the windy weekend to reminisce with the Big Three. A chance to see Mole and Mr. Bonis and Scary Perry. When I get to the windy weekend, everything will be okay. I'll be tasting Perry's chili and finding out if he's truly gay.
Happy?
To miss out would be the worst. You might just be the first to see Perry duke it out with William Randolph Hearst. People will dress in costumes. Everyone will make the scene. You'll see Dimitri Moreland, Burt Ward, Frankie Machine. Someone will dress as Wandes or Al Capone's tailor. There will be Cookie Caramello, the gay blind dead sailor. But it's the Big Three. People are coming to see. For $500 you'll get a chili recipe. Dancers, dancers, tank tops, short shorts. And here we go, shaking it, shaking garden party style. Here we are. Someone will dress like Yogi, or terrifying Tim, or that casting agent Perry made hand love on him. I'll say hello to Mary Jane. She goes out with Big Lou. Kyle Dickey and Tex Longhorn are coming like an orgasm too. The windy weekend's getting close. Jimmy Kimmel's gonna host. Make sure to keep an eye out for little Nathaniel's ghost. Do-do-do-do, la-da-da-da-da. Now we're really shaking it, really shaking it, yes. Windy style. Windy Weekend style. And here come the Windy Weekend dancers. If you open up a closet door, you'll see the star of the show. The dirty, filthy greaseball, dog-worshipping Jabberho. If you've got a VIP pass, then you will be in luck. A one-on-one in the bathroom stall with Perry, who will gladly only jerk you off. He'll jerk you hard or soft.
We don't worship dogs.
He'll jerk you hard or soft. He can't please everyone, so there's got to be a cost.
Yeah, he can't jerk off everyone.
but it's really not that much to feel Petty's touch. He'll take you down the Hershey Highway and let you pop his clutch. What do we think? What do we think? Listen, that one got away from me a little bit, but what did we think? Overall, we got the idea. There's going to be a lot of people there and dressing in costumes. It's going to be wonderful. Are we all ready with the big song, with our big performance? Are we ready?
Not at all. I didn't even know about this.
Mole, did you forget to give everyone the lyrics? These need to be ready. This song needs to be ready. Dear Lord, this is the opening theme for the musical. How about this? Do we want to try it? Do we want to just give it a shot and see how it is?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot the lyrics. Okay. Apple cherry with tobacco. We'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well, I have serious doubts, but here, let's do it. Let's give it a try and see what we get, all right?
Yeah, go for it.
The Windy City. The Windy City Heat Musical. The Windy City.
Sing this.
The Windy City Heat Musical. And now we're dancing and we're coming out. Oh, this is where the crowd gets loose. Now, Petty, this beginning is going to be yours. I want you to get ready for it. Now, just warm up your throat and really loosen up the throat for this. Are you ready? I'll back you up a little bit. I'm Stone Fury, and I've seen better days. Good, good. I'm out of touch and out of time. And everybody says I'm gay. But I feel something brewing. Do the brewing thing, yes. Stone can feel it in his bones. This might be my last chance to knock this town stone cold. And here we go, Don. Where Big Lou and Brock and Mole, I'm listening to the radio. Wonderful. Now, everybody, don't you remember the Windy City? The Windy City Musical. The Windy City. A little enthusiasm. The Windy City Musical. The Windy City. All right, listen, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I feel like Ziegfeld and half of my Folly Girls have just shown up on heroin. What's happening?
I got a song we could...
Do I want to hear your song? Yeah. Sure, why not?
Play my song. I'll sing my song.
No!
What's this going to be now? What's this going to be?
I got you. Ready?
Oh, okay. I think I see where this is going.
Ready? Here we go. Hey. Who that lady, go in that movie? Who that lady, she's showing us her movie. Smoking apple cherry with tobacco, they threw me out of the movie.
All right, you know, that's really, really, that's not working. We need to focus here. We really need to focus.
Hey, Perry, I want to know if you're coming to the show. Are you going to come?
What's that?
Are you coming?
I want to know if I'm coming.
Where?
Yes, I am. I'm coming like an orgasm. Yes, like an orgasm. Coming like an orgasm, of course. Yes, listen, I'm racing there. But my fear is I won't be there in time for the big song. We'll be forced to do it telephonically. Would that be all right? Have you all been practicing?
Yeah, we've been doing all right here.
Well, let me ask the audience. Does the audience want to hear some awesome tunage?
Yeah.
Let's set this up. As most know, Windy City Heat was the hottest property in town, destined for sequels, TV spin-offs, toothpaste flavors, what have you. Huge potential, huge. Until, that is, Petty / Stone threw it under the train. But, I believe it still has a future. A huge future as a, wait for it, musical, like Urine Town with Twice the Urine. Now we've tried many tunes over the last year or so. We've tried a lot of tunes, but this one rises to the top as the theme. Now let me ask, will the crowd help us out with it?
Yeah!
You know, I'm not really hearing that.
Yeah, they will.
They're gonna do it.
Don't blow out your poopers. Listen. Now, when it's your time, audience, you will all sing The Windy City, the Windy City Heat musical. Sound delicious? You'll hear it, you'll understand when to come in. And then, you know what? Let's have at it, shall we? Would we like Perry, Walter, Mr. Barnes?
Yeah, we'll
I'm
try.
Ready to go. Let's ready. Do this. How about you guys?
As tradition, I'd love to back all of you up if you know what I'm. Yes, anyway. Okay, let's try this. Me, 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 me. Everyone knows this tune.
Me, 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 me.
Ready for a hit?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Okay, Perry, get ready. All right, Perry, here it comes. Get ready. Shake it out. Almost.
I'm Stone
get ready.
Perry.
And Perry comes to the front and begins.
And I'm Stone Fury.
And I've seen better days. I'm out of touch and out of time.
And everybody says I'm a gay.
Wonderful, wonderful. But I feel something brewing through the brewing thing. Stone feel it in his bones. Wonderful. This might be my last chance to knock this down, Stone Cold. Wonderful.
We're Big Blue and Brock.
I listen to the radio.
Now everybody, don't you
remember
the Windy City?
The Windy City Heat musical.
Big audience.
The Windy City. The Windy City Heat musical. The Windy City.
There you go.
The Windy City Heat musical.
This is good. Wonderful. All right, Mr. Barnes, this is going to be your part next. Get ready.
Stone is always saying he's just like Marlon B. Their Italian style of acting and bisexuality.
Walter, your turn.
I got to watch just one thing. And the fans can all help me.
Take it, Walter.
Can you tell me who that lady who go with that movie?
Yeah. Mr. Harris.
Harry has a whole lot of lactate. Check his North Face fanny pack.
Never let the world
touch
the Windy City musical.
The Windy City Heat musical. The Windy City. The Windy City Heat musical. The Windy City. The Windy City Heat musical. There was even a red bat.
Another green spot you see
in $100 hat.
This is tough.
Who counts the money? Wonderful Walter.
Perry steals from Uncle Sam. Perry makes a small fortune on his fake disability scam.
Mr. Barnes, don't
tell us his address.
We're not sure what we do.
Out on Reseda Boulevard, 7,722.
And here they come, the Windy Dancers. Yes, the Windy City Dancers. They've got their tank tops and short shorts. And they're twerking. Yes, shaking it. Moving, shaking, grabbing bottles.
Perry broke his neck skateboarding, and he wants your job to do. Don't you remember
the
Windy City?
The Windy City Heat musical. The Windy City.
Dancers are dancing.
The Windy City Heat musical.
The Windy
City.
Singing and dancing. Wonderful.
The Windy City Heat musical. Dance with them, Perry. It's a dance troupe. Just dance with them.
Here's some props.
This only goes on for another 3 or 4 minutes. The Windy City. Shake it.
really get sexual. Really,
really get sexual. He wants you to get really sexual.
And Petty's kissing the dancers. Petty's kissing the dancers. Petty, kiss the dancers.
Kiss the dancers. Kiss. He wants you guys to kiss. He wants you guys to kiss. He wants you guys to kiss.
Shaking, 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 shaking.
Shaking. Big finish. Big finish. Da, da.
One last chance to kiss those dancers,
kiss
Petty.
Kiss the dancers. Right.
There you go, the Windy City Heat dancers, everybody.
Hits, and then there is
that was intense. I thought it was great.
Listen. All right.
Very nice.
Whilst I fully support and long to see the Big Three reality show, and I know it'll go straight to the top, I'm sadly heartbroken that the musical is as dead as Fred. Fred Mercury, that is, gone.
No, what happened, Mr.
Musicals? Well, I'll tell you what happened, and I think everybody knows. The dancers refused to work with Petty.
I figured that.
At the live podcast.
He was rude to him. You were very rude to those dancers.
Yes, he was quite rude, quite rude. Listen to me. Listen, the Nicholas brothers are the hottest dance duo in Tinseltown, and without them, we are adrift like a floating immigrant off Malta Island.
Ah, too soon, dude. Too soon.
You are right. Yes, Walter. Too soon. Listen, dancers or no, you are right. Let's do a tune. How's that sound? Shall we?
Do a Halloween one.
We know this one. me. Yeah. Oh. I was listening to the podcast just last week when my ears heard Mr. Barnes speak about some money that the Big Three are trying to raise for a show they will make one of these days. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. A lot of cash. Perhaps you've got a stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
Nice.
From the bathroom at the Denny where Perry's goes. Is Perry gay? No one really knows. Your guess is just as good as mine. But he did jerk off that fellow that time. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. A lot of cash. Perhaps you've got a stash. A stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Dexter Coleman is having fun. Kyle Dickey will surely come like an orgasm. The show will include Longhorn and Perry, the gay sailor son.
Ah, your dad.
If they raise enough money, then we'll all get to see a reality show starring the Big Three. If only Perry hadn't ripped him off first, now they won't get a dime from William Randolph Hearst.
They need some cash.
They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash.
A stash of cash.
Don't let their campaign crash.
They need some cash.
They need a lot of cash. Perry started coughing. Mold just sparked a bow. Apple cherry wood tobacco was out of control. We can hear Perry yell through the smoke mold was spitting. Whatever happened to it ain't quitting. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash. A stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Now everything's cool. Please just give what you can. Or Perry will pull another disability scam. The money could be raised and their dreams could come true. When you get to my door, tell them you're the guy that Perry blew. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash.
A stash of cash.
Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Now, of course, this is where the Nicholas brothers would come out with the tank tops and the short shorts and the ghoul masks, and they'd be dancing around making little devil horns on the head. But, of course, that's all gone now. That's all gone. No more Nicholas brothers. Well, listen, that was, I hope everyone enjoyed it. That was for All Hallows Eve.
And there you have it. Now, as you see on that very last song, JQA got away from the musical, and he was making a song to raise money through Fund Anything. Well, we did collect that money, and as a lot of you know, we did shoot and are in the middle of editing that project. Hopefully it comes out very soon, and if by the grace of God, because I'll tell you something, it really, really is funny. Now that is the end of this best of show. The music from Windy City Heat, the musical, part two. Who knows, maybe we'll have a part three next week. We're going to have a very big best of show that we'll be doing near the end of the year. And this is one that we need you to be part of. This is where I'll be counting down the top 10 Big Three podcast episodes of all time. Now, these will be chosen by you, the fans at home. So I need you to think about your all-time favorite Big Three episodes. Compile a list, rank them in order, and send them back to Tom Brennan at his Facebook in his private message department. Can't think of 10 shows, then just rank your top 5, your top 3, or even your favorite single episode. They'll be ranked, and then we'll have a list, and we'll go through all those on our best of the Big Three episodes. We want to hear why these episodes are your favorite, what stuck out, and we'll be reading some of these almost like a free $10 shout out. So make sure you write something about each show. We really want to hear from you. And again, there's no real deadline in these entries, but please try to get them in within a few weeks or so. Now, the last I heard, Tom Brennan was still in Lancashire, England. I don't know what's going on, but he and John Quincy Adams have a bed and breakfast. According to the song a little earlier, it doesn't sound real good, but hopefully he still has access to Facebook and will see all your messages. Now, if for some reason you don't have access to Facebook, you can email those entries to the Big3Podcast@outlook.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find our official Facebook page at facebook.com, the Big Three Podcast. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, you can get in touch with me, your pal Don, on Twitter at SimplyDon1. I'd like to get more people following me, by the way. On Facebook at Don Barris. You can check out my Instagram at SimplyDon1. That's the number one again. My Vine is at Don Barris. Now, if you're in the Los Angeles area, every single night I close out at the World Famous Comedy Store, so come see me there. Monday nights is the Ding Dong Show, and that starts at 10 o'clock. Now, because this is a Big Three podcast, check out Simply Don the Podcast. That's on Simply Don the Podcast Network. Our store is open, and we've got everything out now, so I'm sure everybody's got their stuff. That's Simply Don the Podcast Network store.com. Now, coming very soon, within a week or so, who knows, maybe longer, the Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. It's just not going to be one. We're going to put like 30, 40 episodes up there just to start everything out. So with that, I don't know how long these best of shows are going to go, but I would like to say thanks for being around. Thanks for following this show. And it's time to say goodbye.